Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, Blue Angels Weekend Thursday. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us now. Lisa, it's going to be a fun weekend, right?
Wow. Let me tell you, my company is in town. We are all ready to go. We can't wait to get out there. Today, I'm going to go to the beach and watch them at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
From the crabs, on the crabs, we got them. Can't wait for that. Thursday, today's Thursday. By the way, I almost forgot today was Thursday. Having that holiday on Tuesday.
I know. It's so weird. My whole week is wrong. Yeah, I know.
And then, of course, tomorrow and Saturday. So we are all looking forward to it. I was just watching the weather, and I think that we may be dodging some storms. So I guess everyone needs to be careful to watch for lightning and things like that, but of course still go to the show for sure, but also be careful with that heat because it is very hot and humid, and so you know, we might have to make some concessions, you know, bring some water, have a place to go just in case of the rain. But yeah, we're looking forward to a great show. I've been hearing them over my home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Love to hear that roar of those engines.
Absolutely. No, it's a great note about the somebody, you know, about the heat and the sun. And he had earlier somebody had mentioned to us that we ought to use, you know, bring your Gatorade, you know, and somebody said for kids, the Pedialyte, you know, make sure that they don't just stay hydrated with water, but get the electrolyte replacement in there, especially if you're going to, if you're going to be out, and it's a long day, right? You go to get into the beach at like 7 a.m. and you're there until 4 or 5. I mean, that is a long dang day. And so make sure that you prepare properly for it.
You can buy those little Pedialyte, but little electrolyte packages.
Mm.
They can go into your water bottle or into
the little mix-ins.
Bring a jug of water. Yeah, those mix-ins are delicious, and they actually keep you more hydrated, and they're very easy to have, like, in your pocket or purse, and then you can just add them in, and they're great. They're it's like a flavored, you know, drink, so it's sort of like a replacement of a Coke or something like that might dry you out. So it's real nice to have that.
No, that's a great suggestion. The Santa Rosa County is going to have the Land Development Code meeting coming up on, Monday is the first part, and then is that right, Land Development Code on Monday?
The 10th, yes. And we have a nice article in there about some of the things that some of the people are pushing for. They really feel that, you know, the county has ignored a lot of their requests, and even some of the concessions that were made last time are not really being enforced. And so, you know, we're the 8th fastest growing county in the state. And we've got so many, you know, just so much land, especially here in the South End. And so we really need to protect the environment because we're surrounded by water. You know, we have to make sure we protect our water, drinking water, our recreational water. We want to make sure we don't have any, you know, our beaches. There's so many things we need to protect.
Right.
So if you are interested in any of that, I urge you to read this issue of the paper, get involved, go be present, let people know what you're thinking, because we only have one shot at this.
Yeah. And, I mean,
we only get one or...
At least the one nice thing about this time around is that when they did the LDC the last time, it was a total revamp where there was not even a clear way to tell this part goes into that part because they were changing all of the organizational structure of it. At least that's not happening this time. So at least it's more of a you're interested in this part and you can follow through the changes for that part. At least that's my understanding. So that's good. But no, that's great to give people an overview of what the changes are. It's such a hard thing to digest. You also have septic to sewer that's going out to bid for the city.
Yeah, this is something that has been going on for literally years. And yeah, the wheels just take so long to turn. But it is a great thing to do. This is another environmental protection effort to kind of get those people who are down in the Soundside area, down in the middle of the county, the South End, to replace their septic systems with sewer and hopefully protect our waterways in the Sound. So that's going out. We also have a story about the city, Samantha Abel, the city manager, going to talk to the Restore Council about some of the projects. And, of course, they've got so many things going on with the wastewater treatment facility, the Eufaula outfall, so many projects, I can't even think of them all, that they are just kind of basically giving an update on what their money is used for and how they bid some things out, and things came back too expensive. They weren't budgeted for the prices that they got. So they're going to try to rebid, hopefully, you know, with the supply chain easing up, hopefully things will, you know, the prices will ease up and they'll be able to get some of these projects moving again. So we have a story about that as well.
You got a good story about the real estate market that's strong. Red snapper is available now because, of course, it's in season. The wahoos, you know, snapper on the plate, wahoos at the plate. See, sorry, I couldn't resist. and this one catches me by surprise every year. School starts in a month. What? Stop it.
School starts August the 10th. Mm-hmm. I know after the 4th of July and the Blue Angels, it's really just on the downhill slide. You know, it's in the summer clearance. It's back to school. It's the beginning of football season. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you think, oh, no, you know, summer is almost over. However, it's time to get moving, get the rest of those your to-do list done for summer.
Right.
Because you want to make sure you take that trip, that you go on that tubing trip, that you get as much out of summer that you can before school starts. And, of course, you know, buy those things that you're going to need for back to school or that you want to invest in for the rest of the year or maybe next summer if you're going to buy a big, you know, big grill or something that you're going to use. Now is the time to do it because of sales.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Splash Magazine in this issue, too, which tells you what to do in July.
Nice.
And there's a lot of entertainment and, oh, my gosh, so much going on.
Well, that's always good. The paper is chock full, genuinely chock full of great information. Every single week, the Gulf Breeze News comes out on Thursday. Lisa gives us a preview every Thursday morning. Lisa, thanks for what you do to serve and inform the community, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Blues.
Hey, you have a great week next week, and I hope I see you in the Breeze this week.
All right, 8:17.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Health and Hope Clinic, providing help and hope to the hurting.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Your friend was magnificent.
Nah.
Everyone here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is, of course, Blue Angels. So all Blue Angels music and Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick clips from now for the day because, you know, today and tomorrow just having fun with it. Hey, couple of little news notes. One of them is, and I hadn't had a chance to talk about this. This is like news that's a week and a half old, but it's interesting to me. Jeff Bergosh, the commissioner for District 1 in Escambia County, had put out a note on his blog that he is hiring somebody that even he acknowledges is a little bit surprising. Debbie Kenny is his chief of staff, his aide assistant, whatever you want to call her, is retiring at the end of the month. And so he decided to hire somebody, and he wanted to kind of explain the decision. And the decision is that he's going to hire a political opponent of his from the past, Jesse Casey. Now, if you don't remember, over the last two elections, 7 years ago, Jesse Casey and Karen Sindel ran against Jeff, and Jeff won a plurality. I think that's right. I don't remember that election all that well, the numbers, but I believe that's correct. I know Jesse and Jeff and then Jonathan Owens, who is formerly the chief of staff for Doug Underhill, ran, and again, Jeff won a plurality. And so in the intervening time, you have a couple of developments. First of all, in the most recent election, when another person who worked for Doug Underhill wanted to run for the school board, Connor Mann, Jeff got pushed through a law, basically a rule, that you can't run for county commission if you are an employee of the county commission. So, you know, that was the Jonathan Owens rule, is what people, I think, appropriately called it. Originally, he wanted it so any county employee couldn't, so it would have prevented Connor Mann, too, but that got scaled back. So, also, you had redistricting. And in the redistricting, of course, District 1 got expanded to include Perdido Key and Inner Rarity, which had formerly been Doug Underhill, actually districted him out of his district. And then also Jonathan Owens, who had run against Jeff Bergosh in District 1, the lines got moved so that he was no longer in District 1. He's now in District 2. So here's the kind of the takeaway. Jeff's explanation of this, Commissioner Bergosh's explanation is, look, Jesse sees things differently how I see it. You know, together we drew 70% of the vote, so he's working with me and we are a team now. And, you know, we can work together to represent a lot more of the people's viewpoints if we can be on the same team. And other politicians do this sometimes. You know, you had, he didn't say this, but I'm saying this. I mean, Barack Obama hired Hillary Clinton to be Secretary of State. You know, you had Donald Trump hired Ben Carson to be HHS Secretary. I mean, hiring the people that you ran against is not all that weird. If you think these are the highly qualified people, let's pull them in. Pulling them in now, a year before the election, however, does raise some questions, because the charitable view is the one that I gave you. The less charitable view is the one that says, okay, so let me get this straight. he redistricted one of his major opponents out of his district so that Jonathan Owens would now have to move if he was going to run against Jeff Bergosh, or at least if he got elected, he'd have to move. And now he's hiring one of his other former opponents who would have to then quit that job in order to run against him next time. So he's redistricted one out and he's hired another, and so he's actually gotten rid of both of his opponents one way or another. Either a very plausible set of circumstances that have a perfectly normal explanation, or super manipulative. You decide which one you believe. I'm just telling you those. That's the perspectives that are out there. I've heard, you know, a lot of people take the second view. Commissioner Bergosh takes the first view. You decide. Just giving you the information. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, just watching one thing. I'm not showing any accidents. Stalled vehicle, though, on Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. It's headed north at that intersection. Caution there. And if you have traffic tips, text them in at 437-1620. This is brought to you by FDOT. Find the traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Make sure you're prepared. Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. And that's a message from FDOT. And, of course, you can keep it here on News Radio 92.3. We'll have it for you, too. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yep. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A Texas congressman says the Biden administration is ignoring the fact that illegal immigrants drowned in the Rio Grande over the 4th of July holiday. Tony Gonzalez calls it a huge problem.
People are literally drowning every single week. And honestly, no one cares. No one blinks an eye.
The drownings happened near Eagle Pass. That's in his district. And he says the administration's turning a blind eye to the continued problems of illegal immigration. Threads, that's Meta's competitor to Twitter. Apparently, it's already already garnered millions of users since it launched yesterday. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users now to post short updates. And Andrew, I know this is an issue you've been following. New federal data shows nearly half of the nation's tap water contains PFAS, or forever chemicals. This was a study released this week by the Geological Survey, and it shows that PFAS was found very commonly in both public water systems and private wells all across the country. Nearly half of the nation's drinking water contained the chemicals.
Yeah, I mean, we think about it in terms of the like firefighting foam and those chemicals, but like Teflon, like, I mean, it's, you know, it comes from all kinds of places, right? And it's all over. I mean, it's, I think it's in like carpet fibers and stuff. I mean, it's amazing the number of things that it's in. This is why, you know, when the EPA came out with its rules on what parts per million you have to filter down to have the water be safe, it's not a zero standard, of course, but it's a low standard. And why ECUA, for example, and Milton had talked about this as well, that they're going to have to put millions of dollars into getting these, you know, very granular carbon filter. And, I mean, they do filtering now, but, you know, this is a much more expensive filter. It's going to be, as everybody in the country is trying to get these filters for their water systems in order to secure them up to the EPA rules, I'm just telling you that the filters are going to get more expensive because high demand. They're already very expensive, and it's going to be a demand industry. So there's no great answer here. there's no great answer. It's going to suck for everybody trying to get the water to be safe from these forever chemicals. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Interesting little note. Shannon Nickinson, who she does such good work.
She's great.
She's the best. Yeah.
What
I need to get her on for the rap sometime.
Oh, I would love it. She used to write for the PNJ. She's one of my favorite writers.
She writes for Studer now. She sometimes writes for the PNJ.
She works with Studer, yeah.
Anyway, she had an opinion piece in the PNJ the other day. It was all about the summit conversation, about whether the summit should be road dieted down to two lanes instead of four lanes, which I think on the evidence makes sense. The volume of traffic alone, if you compare scenic to like Summit or Langley or Spanish Trail or Bayou. I mean, all of these roads have, you know, way more vehicles at a time. And the ones that are in, you know, they're like two lane, and try to compare, it doesn't make much sense. Summit is only half of the volume of a lot of these roads. But that's not really what she was writing about. What she was writing about is, I guess she brought her kids to testify or to comment, you know, about this at the like open house hearing that they kind of, it wasn't a city council meeting. And then people were critical of her for, you know, having kids. And I'm like, what? Kids are future citizens. Kids talked about the skate park and kids talked about the soccer complex. And kids they are the people whom government serves. Just because they don't get to vote doesn't mean that they shouldn't have a say. And also, a lot of people bring their kids to government meetings to teach them how government works. And to show them that they can have a voice. And sometimes your voice gets heard and honored. And sometimes your voice gets told no. And I actually really appreciate it when people show up with kids. I think it's a great, I genuinely think people who take their kids to government meetings are, to sacrifice the time involved. But, you know, it teaches them something very good. So, yeah, I'm with her. How dare you? And also, I'm really sympathetic to the argument first made that I heard it with the West Wing about expanding the franchise to include kids, or at least the concern for kids' interest, because the people who are going to have to live with the consequences of government decisions the longest are the ones who aren't even allowed to vote for them, right? I mean, just think about debt issues as an example. So, no, I'm with you, Shannon. You're exactly right. Thanks for writing about this. It's good work.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China, calling her trip an opportunity to communicate and avoid misunderstanding.
Both sides see the benefit in some kind of economic partnership. In fact, Secretary Yellen has described the idea of uncoupling the US from China as disastrous. Instead, she says the two countries must find a way to live together.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A federal study finds so-called forever chemicals in at least 45% of the nation's tap water.
The chemicals are used in all sorts of consumer products, ranging from food packaging to nonstick pans. Tests on lab animals have shown those chemicals have potential links to cancers, high blood pressure, and more.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump's assistant Walt Nauta is due in federal court in Florida this morning for arraignment in the criminal case about classified documents found at Trump's home. Stocks start the day lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 83. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. If you're planning on heading to Pensacola Beach today for the Blue Angels practice show, that's going to start about 2 o'clock and might be a little warm out there. The Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce says their Visitor Information Center will serve as a cooling shelter for the air show, and that's going to be today, tomorrow, and Saturday. That cooling center will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. The Visitor Information Center, located just north of the Pensacola Beach Ball in the teal and white building. Pensacola city leaders providing what updates they can into the investigation on that officer-involved shooting on June 28th.
As good an update as we were able to get today is that we don't expect that to be wrapped up at any point this week. That we know aspects of the investigation will be taking place and are scheduled for next week.
And that is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Police Chief Eric Randall did give an update on the condition of the officer who was injured in the scuffle that led up to that shooting. He said his condition has improved. This week's Pensacola Beach Air Show is going to be a milestone for the man who runs the show, retired Marine Corps General Paul Entrekin, celebrating his 30th season as the show's air boss. And he tells Channel 3 that the work started really as soon as last year's show was in the books.
There are performers to book and coordinate and make sure that our schedules mesh and that we get the lineup that we want. Same thing with the Blues. We're on their schedule. They're on ours. Tremendous amounts of coordination with the first responders.
And again, congratulations there to Paul Entrecken on 30 years as the air boss there. Extra state troopers going to be out and about on the roads this week as people travel to and from their holiday destinations. FHP's Captain Peter Bergstresser says, if you're going to be out on the roads, make sure you get plenty of rest.
You know, people have to come to a stop really quickly. You're speeding out down the road, you're going to not be able to stop in time.
And he says they're cracking down this week on speeders, aggressive drivers, and, of course, impaired drivers as well. Details are out on which driver's licenses are no longer being accepted here in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis announcing yesterday that the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles will not be accepting 12 different licenses that are issued in five states, including Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The licenses not being accepted are licenses that are exclusively issued to illegal immigrants in those states. Florida A&M students pushing forward with a lawsuit against the state. Lawyers there representing six students filed a federal lawsuit Monday in Tallahassee against Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. and other state education officials. The students say that FAMU's course offerings perpetuate segregation-era policies and violate the Constitution and the Civil Rights Act. It's a revised complaint after a judge threw out their first lawsuit, which was filed last year. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
I do. And not showing a lot right now. I mean, watch for your usual areas of construction on I-10 east and westbound as you're heading maybe across Pensacola Bay on the bridge there. We do have a note that there's a stalled vehicle still at Blue Angel Parkway near the Mobile Highway intersection. Blue Angel and Mobile Highway. Now, that is headed north, but not blocking anything, as I understand. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you could. 437-1620. We appreciate you. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms through those afternoon hours, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Our rain chance continues on Friday, mainly in the afternoon, with a 70% chance of rain. High on Friday near 92 degrees, dropping overnight near 78 degrees. We're going to be seeing your typical summertime pattern for the weekend with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures topping out in the low 90s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 83 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
Your money now. The market down at the opening bell today. The Dow down 314.24, 33.974.40. The S&P 500 down 45.93 at 4489. And the NASDAQ down 165.59 at 13.626.07. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly this morning at 4.02%. And our gold prices today down $9.50 at $19.1760. Silver prices at $23.10. Honda's recalling 100,000 vehicles because of brake issues. The recalls include certain recent model Civics, Ridgelines, Passports, Pilots, and Acura and MDX vehicles. The issue involves a loose fastener that connects the brake booster and the brake master cylinder. They say it could lead to a loss of braking ability. Letters notifying vehicle owners will be mailed out next month, and you can have those vehicles inspected and repaired at a dealership free of charge. Spending on political advertising for the 2024 elections has already doubled what was spent in 2020. The polls don't open for another 15 months. Yet, Ad Impact reports that more than $453 million have been spent so far, and Threads, Meta's competitor for Twitter, has already gotten millions of users since it was launched on Wednesday. NBC's Aaron McLaughlin reports.
Meta describing its vision as creating positive and creative space to express ideas, leveraging Instagram's more than 2 billion users. Posts on the app can be up to 500 characters long, with links, photos, and videos up to 5 minutes.
And several high-profile users have already joined, including Kim Kardashian, J-Lo, and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It is 8:39, News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
When I see parents spraying the kids just, you know, in the face, I think that's probably the thing that bothers me most.
Never spray sunscreen directly in someone's face. Otherwise, they could inhale potentially dangerous chemicals.
These are meant to be used on the skin. They're not meant to be used on mucous membranes. They're not meant to be inhaled.
So this is Jordan Carkaville, who I think is a dermatologist or a doctor of some kind. She was doing an interview on NBC the other day talking about spray on sunscreen versus lather on sunscreen. And so my question for you is 437-1620. What's your sunscreen style, or maybe a little bit broader than that? What's your strategy for sun protection? Right. And I know, you know, according to TikTok, the strategy is beer. Pour a beer on me, you know, pour some sugar on me and add some malt to it. But okay, that's don't do that. But my question is, what do you do? And I know some people, and it's okay, you're still welcome here. Some people are like, I do nothing. You know, I do nothing. My body is designed to react to the sun. I let it tan. I let it do whatever it's going to do. There's a part of me that envies you. There's a part of me that doesn't envy the skin cancer you're flirting with. But that, you know, I understand. Look, I come from a long line of very pale redheads. Okay. I married a very pale redhead. I have three, you know, boys who have, you know, if they ever took their shirts off, it's everybody goes blind, you know, like that's how we work. Like, you know, we just, every time we get a chance, we invest in sunscreen because we know we're consuming enough product to keep the price up. But 437-1620, what's your sun strategy, especially as, of course, it's Blue Angels weekend. I thought it was important. This is actually almost an important topic. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
let's,
it's
a real topic. So spray on, lather on, or some other strategy entirely. Maybe you're an umbrella or a long sleeves person or whatever, Candy.
Sure. No, and I'm a long sleeve person. I'm an umbrella person. I'm pale. Like, if you haven't seen us, man, we could be clear. We are so pale. We are just white. But no, and I do both. I sunscreen. I love the spray
the
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring the spray. I'll lather before I leave the house, and I'll be in here in the office for Blue Angel Day. But in the past, I've lathered up and then brought the spray with me so I can update. And I'm telling you right now, you will need to reapply your sunscreen, and especially if you go into the water and stuff. So just be careful.
Absolutely, do the reapplication.
Yeah, I don't have any jokes about sunscreen.
So.
Thanks a lot. I mean, stupid story. Sorry.
You're not going to say, like, you know, Candy tried to ghost me, but I'm like, oh, that's just every day we're so pale.
That's right, man. Ozo Molly stepped to me when I was trying to put sunscreen on. I'm just kidding. No.
So 437-1620, spray or lather? Do you have a preference? And look, I completely understand the appeal of the spray because for convenience.
Especially with kids.
Oh, man, kids lathering up the kids. I don't want it. Nah, nah, and they're wriggling around and, you know, feel like you're engaging in child abuse when you're really trying to protect them.
Have you tried the roll-on? Have you seen those?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, those are
really
neat. I'm trying to remember. I haven't seen one
in a while. Is that the
one
that, like, changes color when it's properly colored?
There is one.
Whatever?
I saw that one on a commercial recently, but there's one that looks like just a little bit bigger, like a big fat chapstick.
Okay.
That you could, you know,
like
use on your face or your... Yeah, it looks like a roll-on. Exactly. It looks like a band roll-on, but it's... banning the sun from your skin.
There you go.
I guess. Those are pretty great.
I get the convenience of the spray, but I am not a spray. And we got a text in here. It says the exact right thing. Somebody says, I do lotion, lather I call it, but lotion because I don't believe in spraying money into the air. That's the point. Like, so much of the spray lotion doesn't go on your skin. It just goes all over the everywhere. And it's not effective. In fact, that Jordan Carkerville that I was playing earlier, she said this. She said,
most oftentimes that I see a sunburn, I ask the person, did they use sunscreen? And it is almost always, I used a spray sunscreen.
Oh.
As in, did you get burned? Yes. Did you use sunscreen? Yes. Was it spray on? Yes. Like, that's
like leaving your door unlocked.
Yeah, because it gives you the illusion of being covered when you're not really, because you typically don't put enough on. That's the point. Somebody here texts in, lather on the face and spray everywhere else. Somebody says, I lather 100 SPF repeatedly. I wear a wide-brimmed hat. I try to limit outdoor hours, but still get burned every time.
Every time.
Oh, the sun will find your weakness, too. You know, you missed that triangle. I did. I know I did. 437-1620. I spray on. My skin looks like the underside of a fish. It's so hot. You made Candy almost throw up. That was great.
Sorry.
My skin looks like the underside of a fish. It's so white. My God, that's fantastic. This one caught me by surprise. I don't know what my answer would have been, but I wouldn't have given this answer. How much total sunscreen are you supposed to put on every time you apply?
Oh, I don't know.
This is going to surprise you. You ready?
Yes.
Typically, you use about a shot glass size of a lotion or a cream for the entire body. With these sunscreens, the spray sunscreens, it's really hard to get that accurate quantity.
A shot glass for your whole body, which is a lot. You know, what, 2 ounces, right? And a half? So that's a lot, really. And most of the times, I know how it is, you don't want to put much on because you feel like either you're wasting it or it's not necessary. More is better. But I will tell you the downside of the sunscreen. It's true of the spray-on as well. Oh, man, there's nothing worse than the pain of getting sweat screen in your eye. You ever get, in your forehead, and
it's
then you
the
get
weird,
in your eye, and then
the
I've
worst.
Had it happen where I'm going snorkeling and got the mask on, and it's in your eye, and then,
oh, it is the absolute worst. It's like getting a contact
it's so terrible.
Piece stuck. It's the worst, yeah.
The worst. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing a lot of slowdowns. Your usual areas of congestion and at lights, I'd say mostly. A little slow at Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. There was an accident near that intersection earlier. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, and then we got a bunch of texts in here, 437-1620. Just finishing up these texts. Somebody here says, people are sending us their pictures of, like, with this T-shirt, you know, after they've worn it and the neck burn that they get. Somebody says, I've tried the spray, I've tried lather, I've tried roll-on. I guess I'm just going to have to use caulking next.
Yeah, right?
That's Mick caulking, by the way, now. Somebody here says, sunscreen, wear a hat, wear sunglasses, reapply, sunscreen regularly, and use common sense and don't stay out so long in the sun. Those are all good advice. And then somebody says, Candy, ban roll-on. I like that. And
that's
by the
what
way,
it looks like, though.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
I know.
And I will tell you, I know this is a byproduct of being older and not quite as beautiful in the body anymore, but I wear a shirt I always wear a shirt to the beach. And I wear a shirt in the ocean, too, because then I don't have to think about it as much.
Yes, yeah, so I have a long sleeve.
And, yeah, I mean, if you're swimming, it's annoying. But if you put fins on, then, you know, counterbalances. So, and I love the, like, the long sleeve surfer shirts or, like, you know, like sun protective
You wore
shirt.
That on the float,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, I did. And I love that. That's fantastic.
Dana and I were at lunch with some girlfriends of ours, and we were laughing about, like, God, Candy, why don't you get a long sleeve bathing suit? And I'm like, I would if they made them. And they do. Oh, my gosh.
The
burkini
is for you.
The what?
The burkini.
That thing that covers you but your eyes. Based, I would take based, that.
That's the swimsuit for
everybody else
would
be like, yes, please
Muslims.
Take that. Yeah, but yeah, they make long sleeve ones too.
Oh, somebody here just asked a question. Will I be announcing the Blue Angels air show? Yes. Okay, so I don't announce the Blue Angels. The Blues announce for the Blue Angels. The number 7 pilot, who will next year be the number 6, opposing solo. That's how that works. Is the number 7 is this year's narrator, and next year will be the opposing solo, and then be the lead solo. 7, 6, 5 is they call that the development track for that. 1 through 4 are slightly different, and they don't intermingle typically. They have in the past, but typically they don't. Anyway, this is my long way of saying that when the Blues are flying at 2 o'clock on Saturday, 92.3 will carry, and 95.3 and AM 1620, and on the app and tune in and all that. They will all carry the Blue Angels narration and music. So, yes, if you're on the boat, it's actually one of the coolest things that, people out on the boat, out on the other side of the cutter, they're often, if you go out there, like, you can just kind of hear our radios playing all over the place and, of course, carrying
cool.
the Blue Angels. If you're down the beach, if you're in a condo somewhere, yes, you can absolutely turn us on, tune us in, and then you can listen. I will be covering with Greg McWhorter for 2 hours beforehand. We'll be talking about Blue Angels stuff. And I'll be on from 11 to 12 with Tammy Martin. Martin from Pep Talk, just talking about, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we're going to be on the air talking about stuff from 11 to 12. But then, you know, with Greg for 2 hours, there is no live coverage like that of the Blues, like the practice today at 2 or of the full dress rehearsal tomorrow. The Blues also, they do not put their narrator and music out for tomorrow. So just so you're aware, that's just on Saturday that you can get that. But yeah, thank you for asking. It's always a fun time. 849 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Christina Leavenworth is a great resource. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, seriously, call her. Like, I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. You will be glad you did. You will love her. She's fantastic. There's a reason that so many people love her, refer her, talk about her, rave about her. She will take care of you. And again, my way of thinking about this, maybe it's simple, but maybe it's rational. I don't know. If I go to a mechanic and that mechanic tells me that last year he worked on 300 or 400 cars, as opposed to a mechanic that worked on 3 or 4 cars, I think, okay, the guy with the, you know, experience produces expertise. The doctor who's performing the 3rd surgery of the year or the 300th surgery. You know, I want the person with the expertise because I guarantee they have encountered the problems, they've solved the problems, they've gotten through it. And with 230 homes sold last year, you know she knows what she's doing. You know. She knows this process cold, intuitively. And so not just in terms of, like, the contracts and the deals and the numbers, although that's all true, but even silly stuff like you might not be sure of what's the right color if you're going to, you know, let's say you're going to repaint the dining room or the kitchen before you sell the home. Or do you even need to? Well, she'll know and she'll guide you and she'll say, you know, you could probably make an extra $1,000, $2,000 if you put $100 into paint here, right? Like, that's the kind of stuff that she'll know. So call her and find out what she can do for you. Buying or selling, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This Saturday, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
He's supersonic.
He's airborne.
In what?
Sir, Overwatch reports an F-14 Tomcat is airborne and on course for our position.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm getting a lot of questions yesterday and today about what if it rains? You know, what if the weather is bad? Here's the short answer, okay? The Blue Angels and the Civilian Air Show are all, to some degree, weather dependent. I mean, you know, we've had years in the past where the show had got canceled, right? Hurricane stuff, so, or bad storm stuff. So that is always a possibility. And it's generally an up-to-the-minute call. Okay, it's hard to know some of this stuff in advance because the weather can open up. But safety is always going to be number one. Okay, they will not fly if it is unsafe to fly. And the key thing there is visibility. It's not rain. The Blues can fly in the rain, but they cannot fly if they can't see. And so, or they can't, I mean, they can't, you know, in combat, they'd fly in all kinds of conditions. Okay, but they're not going to fly in a situation where it's at all unsafe. And so you have levels of show. You have, you know, the high, middle, and low show, flat show even, which is designed for when visibility is super bad, okay? They reduce the number of maneuvers, and they just kind of they ditch certain things that require certain altitudes in order to perform them. But generally, you don't know until kind of right up to when it's going to happen, and then the duration of the show is a little bit different depending on which of those, if they have to limit it based on visibility. But, yeah, rain is not so much the issue, but visibility is the issue. And then there's also an issue of, like, if it's lightning of any kind, then you've got, you know, crowd safety issues and all of that. But that's the best answer I can give you. If that's not a satisfying answer, well, it's going to depend on what's going on that day. We are hoping for, praying for good weather. Okay, that's the key. Hope and pray for good weather. Moderately bad weather and, you know, things will still happen. Really bad weather and it's going to be up to them to decide. And it's going to be up to, you know, Paul Entrick and the Airbus to figure out what's safe. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
All right, and just showing your usual areas of congestion. Double checking this. It looks like a slowdown. This is Avalon Boulevard right before it hits 90. I'm not showing an accident, but real slow, real close to 90, but around the corner. So, and that might just be a light issue as well. Nope, it's an accident. Okay, roadblock. Avalon and Carroll Road in Milton. And thank you for texting that in. We're also watching Augusta Avenue and Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. No roadblock there, but there is an accident. Caution wherever you are. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3 Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, this is kind of a funny question. Somebody texted him, we all want to know what your call sign would be if you were a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Same question goes for everyone else in the booth. So let me answer this as kind of like a dork nerd would answer this, because here's the right answer. You don't get to pick your own call signs. Call signs get given to you, and they're usually very, very embarrassing reasons. They're very bad things to remind you of dumb things you've done, so you don't do the dumb thing again. So I have no idea what my call sign would be. You don't get to pick your own call sign. That said...
Oh.
That said...
Dude, I'll have a whole list for you tomorrow.
No.
I'll do it in song. Oh.
I have one that's not necessarily what I would want, but I have one person in my past. It was actually my wife's older brother... who, not as a sign of respect, but as a sign of making fun of me,
yeah,
he would always call me Professor.
The Professor, yeah.
Just
I was going
like
to say
that.
Dead
not
Poets
professor,
Society.
Not Professor, not respectful, but like Bobcat Goldthwait saying it, all right, Professor.
Whenever. I cannot imagine why.
Which if I had to guess of all, you know, because I don't know what colossal screw up I would have done to encourage somebody giving me whatever call sign they did give me, that one I could see happening. Candy, do you have one for you that would be?
Oh, for me? No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. No, not at all.
We're not playing that game?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Time for future news.
Blue Angels Week future news.
There it is.
I said Blue Angels Week future news.
Ben and Jerry's. People are trying to Bud Light Ben and Jerry's over there. Tweet about how we stole all the land from the Native Americans on the 4th of July. Is this going to affect Bud Light sales? I'm sorry, Ben and Jerry sales?
No, dude, it's already like, who runs Ben and Jerry? The Organicsons.
You
know
exactly,
what I mean?
All right,
you
know, good
so
family.
And that's right.
I just think it's hilarious that people are suddenly discovering that Ben and Jerry's is a wildly leftist corporation. Have you just not been paying attention?
Yet they will turn their head and eat that ice cream.
There you go.
It is delicious.
Will drones replace fireworks in the United States?
I think so. Man, that's neato, Skeeto.
I'm telling you, the stuff they can do with drones, I know it's not the loud boom and the fun, but there will be more of this, as there has already been some. And will Scott Collins be the manager, Milton?
Yes.
You're listening to...